Commercial salmon fishing was once an economic engine for Kenai, a small city 3 hours south of Anchorage on Alaska's Cook Inlet. But the fishing there is no longer lucrative. Many young fishermen with deep ties to the inlet are being forced to move their boats west to Bristol Bay, home of the largest wild sockeye salmon run in the world. Sabine Pooks of member station KDLL visited a crew of Cook Inlet fishermen as they were finishing up a record-breaking season in Bristol Bay.
The Nidra E is smaller than the other boats bobbing at the dock in Naknek on Bristol Bay. Thor Evenson didn't have the bay in mind when he designed the boat for his parents, Alaska homesteaders Jim and Nidra Evenson. Until last year, the Nidra E had been a Cook Inlet boat, captained by Jim, then his nephew, and now his grandson, 32-year-old Taylor Evenson. Taylor grew up hearing about the heyday of Cook Inlet fishing from his dad and his friends.
And, just getting up in the morning every day and hearing their voices on the radio, voices I grew up with from the first time I was on the boat, I was 3 months old. And then particularly hearing my dad's voice, going out and fishing with my dad. That's why I never left the inlet, even though I always knew what was coming.
The Evensons are from Kenai, a city of 7,500 that balloons with tourists in the summer. Anglers flock to fish the world-famous Kenai River as salmon swim from the inlet back upstream to spawn. Jim and Nidra, who both died in the last year, started commercial fishing in Cook Inlet when they moved to Kenai in 1955, just a few years before Alaska became a state. Jim was the first president of the local fishing association, and he and his son are well-known Kenai artists who've made fishing a large theme in their work. But the salmon are no longer running like they used to. Scientists aren't exactly sure why, and fishermen say changes to management policy, like closures in parts of the inlet, have made things worse. Last year, Taylor decided it was time to make his own glory days out west in Bristol Bay.
And this is the only place really to do that if it was going to be gill netting in Alaska. You want to set one? Looks like about time.
It must be the 500th time the crew of the Nidra E has cast the net this summer. Their hands are sore from picking so many salmon, sometimes as much as 28,000 pounds in 24 hours. Unlike Cook Inlet, Bristol Bay is hundreds of miles away from the state's population center, accessible only by plane or boat. It's largely sheltered from other industries and development, which fishermen say is partly what's kept its salmon run so clean and abundant. This summer, the fishery had its largest sockeye run on record, of almost 66 million fish. Taylor says he's heartbroken to leave his family's fishing heritage in Kenai behind, but he'd be heartbroken to stay, too.
And so as far as me moving west here, to what I have to do to make a living, what I have to do to feel good about fishing, because I would stop. It's too depressing to fish in Kenai. It is depressing.
Meanwhile, there's an excited energy about fishermen in Naknek as they dock for one of the last times this season, flush with fish.
Hey, we need some buoys down.
For a group of Cook Inlet fishermen gathered at a local bar, including William Olson of Washington, there's also wistfulness in the mix.
When I was a deckhand for 8 years, we saw the best of times and we thought there was going to be more of that.
But that boon didn't last, and 3 years ago, Olson and his son bought in to Bristol Bay. It was hard on his uncle, who also fished the inlet.
He had a real deep love for Cook Inlet, and when I told him I was going to the bay, he was almost a little disappointed in me. And when I came back that first year and told him how we did, and he changed his mind, and he knew it was a business decision. So.
Georgie Heverly is in a similar boat. After almost 3 weeks deckhanding on the Nidra E, the 33-year-old fisherman is flying back to Anchorage with a suitcase of dirty fishing clothes and a new perspective.
This season and seeing what Bristol Bay is about and seeing what fishing actually looks like, I just don't know how I could not be in Bristol Bay.
This was Heverly's first season not fishing Cook Inlet with her dad since becoming a commercial fisherman. She resisted heading to Bristol Bay for a while, but last year in Cook Inlet was so bad that it put a strain on their relationship.
And I will have children someday, and I want them to be the children of fishermen. And how do we do that? We come to Bristol Bay, because that's all that's left. And I wish that we could be fishermen in Cook Inlet, because that is home. but we just can't.
Still, she wants to fight for the fishing in Cook Inlet. It's been a bitter fight, known as the Fish Wars. Sport and commercial fishermen pitted against each other, scrabbling for a slice of the resource. Heverly says she wants the new generation to build bridges to find a better balance and protect the fishery. She's also a poet. Her poem, The One Cent Man, is about Cook Inlet. She wrote it from the boat at the end of last year's season.
And there's that one verse, and it sums it up, and it's, "And now the children migrate west to waters rich with gold. The nets they cast now fill up fast, boats and permits sold."
Heverly says she's considering buying a fishing permit for Bristol Bay, but she's not going to give up on Cook Inlet. Not yet. For Here and Now, I'm Sabine Pooks.